Hi again, my name is Pat, and I am a grateful believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, and I'd like to do a commentary on day 27. The passage again is from 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 3 and 4, and it reads, "Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of compassion and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our troubles, so that we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort we ourselves have received from God." It says, "Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ." And I have to remember that God is forever worthy of my praise. And I also need to remember that there is strength in praise. I remember that there's a verse in Nehemiah, and it says, it's Nehemiah 8:10, and it says, "Do not be grieved, for the joy of the Lord is your strength." And when Paul, the apostle, was in prison, he wrote, "Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice." And so I know that when I praise the Lord, I turn my mind back to what is working and how He is working in my life. He is always working in my life. But I can choose to be negative and think selfishly about what I don't have and what I want versus about who He is and how He continuously gives to me. And so this verse reminds me, praise. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. And it says, the Father of compassion and the God of all comfort. I am called to be a compassionate person, to not merely think of myself. And this morning there was discussion about this in regards to the program that we have, another program that we have in the Bible for Food Recovery called the 90 Day Shepherd Program. How in this program, instead of the person who is trying to get established in their abstinence making the phone call, people who are already established in their abstinence reach out and call other people. And that is true compassion, to remember that when we ourselves started out in abstinence, we floundered, many of us. We had many doubts that we would even be able to last through the day, let alone accumulate days and weeks and years. And so we are grateful to, now that we are abstinent, to reach out and be compassionate toward our brothers and sisters in Christ who are trying to be abstinent. And so if you are established in your abstinence and you know the Lord, we invite you to be a part of this program of the 90 Day Shepherd, to call and reach out to people who are trying to get abstinent, to, on a one-to-one basis, read a passage from this book, or one of the days from the book, and encourage another, and in fact encourage yourself in the process to help a person. So we are called to be compassionate because our God is compassionate. But He's also a God of all comfort. And in our flesh, we would not know how to comfort people. But in the Spirit, we are taught how to comfort. It says that He is the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our troubles. God knows everything that happens to me. He really does. And I can cry out to him and ask him to take me out of a situation. And there are times that he does. He'll take me right out of a situation. He'll change the situation. But a lot of times he changes my heart so that I can understand that he now lives in me. His spirit lives in me. And I can grow in resiliency, that I don't have to have comfort every moment of the day. That I can indeed go through hard times because he's right there, right beside me. And he comforts me. It says, and the God of all comfort who comforts us in all our troubles so that we can comfort those in any trouble. God comforts me in all my troubles. And so a lot of times it means, again, to stop crying the blues and to realize that I am not alone in whatever challenge is, you know, facing me in the day. And when I stop crying and just be still and know that God is God, I really receive, start feeling the comfort of the Lord. And it says, so that we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort we ourselves have received from God. And so I don't comfort again in my own strength. I comfort because of the strength that God pours in me. So my prayer is that I always come to the Lord for the strength and power to help another. In that reading it says, I knew better than they. I was jeopardizing my health. God really does call me to speak the truth of love. But in order to be effective, it takes much prayer in my preparation when I'm dealing with people. Usually, my timing is off. And when my timing is off and I walk ahead of the Spirit, my tone and my manner with people can really act against being helpful to them, because my tone can be, like I said, impatient, which will cause me to be bitter and even snide. And again, when I'm acting in that manner, I'm not being an effective witness of the Lord, and I'm certainly not being his ambassador. In that second paragraph, it says, I longed to have someone come beside me with compassion and understanding. And so I have to remember how important it is for me to continue to reach out to people. That's why the phone calling on this ministry is very important. And if you don't have a phone list and you'd like to get on the phone list and get a copy, please use my contact information and contact me about that. And it says that the last paragraph on page 84, I need to remember how God rescued me. God came to me, and so I need to go to others. And I am, again, so grateful for what the Lord shows me and how he teaches me, how he continues to teach me.